Welcome to episode probably 12. I actually don't know.
Let's just call it season 2.
Season 2.
Yeah, we'll just start anew.
It's a reboot. Season 2, episode 1. Different location. What are we doing today? Oh, yeah. We have her playing Stardew, but she'll also be conversing with us. Conversing.
Yeah.
Is that the word? Is that the word?
So, basically, the idea is we're going to discuss some things about this small brand that has kind of been popping up around. It's called McDonald's.
You may have heard of it.
And Brooklyn is kind of our local expert, although she's not an expert in the food, just an expert on the people that work there, because that's what she does.
He's not wrong.
So basically, there's...
<Just kidding>.
There's a couple of things that...
this is going to be terrible. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Why?
I don't know. We're just so awkward. What are we talking about today?
Well, so here's the thing.
With good old Mickey D's.
You can go either way. There's one end of the spectrum that is really nice where you look at some of the underrated deals and the ways that you can spend 29 cents and get like 18 items from McDonald's. And then there's the other end, which is something else we want to talk about. So whichever you want to start with first.
Let's start with the deals. Let's start with the deals.
Okay, okay.
I like that.
Okay. So here's the thing. This is what we're going to say is you're probably getting ripped off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially if you shop like me at McDonald's.
That's the problem.
Shop? Is that the right word for a food industry?
Yeah.
You shop at McDonald's?
Why not? This is why you have Brooklyn here. Ask her what shop means.
Brooklyn, what does shop mean?
I like to think of it as using a shopping cart in any manner.
So no. Unless you take a shopping cart to McDonald's, you are not shopping at McDonald's.
Jesus, it's horrible.
Should we start over?
I don't want to be in this anymore.
Okay.
Oh my gosh. Okay, all I wanted to say was that, look, here's the thing. If you're getting anything other than the $5 meal deal, then, like, what the heck are you even doing?
That's a good point.
Do you know what's in the $5 meal deal?
You get five things for $5.
Is it? I think it's
nope,
just four.
That's four for four from Wendy's.
But you still, you get four things, but they're $5.
It feels like a ripoff.
Oh my, no, you're falling for it.
Oh, no, because that's the $5 biggie bag from Wendy's, too.
I think you're thinking of the wrong brand. This is a...
Okay, you're right, Mickey D's.
Yeah.
How do you feel about the $5 meal deal?
Don't know what that is.
Boy, do we have something for you.
Listen, $5. You get the smallest bag of fries known to man.
Oh my.
You get four chicken nuggets. You get a drink of any size if you play it right. And then you get a sandwich of your choice of the four choices. Correct?
Sure.
How would you explain it?
You don't like it.
I love it. I literally got it today, 20 minutes ago.
Here's the thing. Anything over a small fry is too many fries.
No.
Yeah. It's true.
No, you gotta get the bag with like the four large fries and like 15 burgers.
No.
Is it medium or large?
They're mediums. It's still too many fries.
I love fries.
Because you have to eat fries while they're hot, and anything over a small gets cold too fast.
But then the small is too small, you know?
There's the extra small. I
mean, no, that's really way been... too small.
The small is perfect, I think.
It needs to be in the middle of medium and small.
I don't think so.
I think that's what they need.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because the small always leaves me wanting too many more, and then the medium, I always feel fat after eating.
Yeah, because you just ate like 8 potatoes.
Worth it.
But you eat probably 12 potatoes worth of hash browns.
I don't know if a medium is 8 potatoes worth of potatoes.
But at the same time, that's a lot of fries.
Yeah, I guess.
Okay, you're focusing on the wrong thing.
Focus on this.
Because here's the thing. You also get the four nuggets, which I think is probably fine.
That's probably enough, I think.
I wouldn't mind if it was a 6-piece. I think that's the one that could be a little bit bigger. Just a 6.
I think I'm okay with a 4. Because I think if I...
six.
If I eat 6, I never want them again, you know? That's not true, but it takes me a minute to want them again.
Okay.
It's like at Chick-fil-A. Like, if I get an 8-piece, I never want more. But McDonald's is smart because they took the four and they're like, they're going to want more.
Problem is that Chick-fil-A, I don't think it's really worth it.
I agree, actually. I agree. I don't like their chicken anymore. I ate there too much.
Wow.
Your thoughts?
Real.
She likes their grilled nuggets and that's it. I like their mac and cheese. Their lemonades
it's
are usually
It's too much
good.
Money. It's just too much money.
You're right. You're right. McDonald's, though, $5 meal deal.
That's what I'm saying.
Or the 20% off. That was the best deal, I think.
Yeah, that's the thing. You can sometimes get a 20% off deal, which you can even use on the $5 meal deal. And
you're right.
That makes it $4.
Which is the 4 for $4 from Wendy's.
And the thing...
just kidding.
And the thing that they don't tell you is you can upgrade the drink to a large, and it doesn't cost any extra.
It's true. You just have to do it right.
Yeah, you just ask for a large.
Anyway, what's your third favorite deal?
My third favorite.
Well, the $5 meal deal is obviously your favorite, and then the 20% off is obviously your second.
I don't know. Those two together, I guess, is obviously there's the like best. If the Jazz win a tip off, then you get a free double cheeseburger.
Oh yeah, that's nice.
Yeah. So.
What is the most you've ever gotten for the least amount of money?
I don't remember. There's one time that I got a lot for like 30 cents.
Oh yeah, because you bought the sauce.
Yeah, because there was a purchase required, and the cheapest thing you could buy was a sauce packet. That was 30 cents. But the thing is, I had a coupon that was like a free Big Mac or double or a cheeseburger, or not cheeseburger, quarter pounder.
Yeah.
And so I used it on that, and then it was like a free Fry Friday as well. So I also got fries.
I forgot about that.
I think it was actually like $1.30. So I don't think I got the sauce. I ended up just getting the drink. And it was like $1.30. So I basically got like a Big Mac meal for $1.30.
Would you ever do that?
Yeah, sure.
She doesn't even want to be here anymore. What's your what's your biggest pet peeve of McDonald's?
I don't know.
She has nothing bad to say about
how slow the Morgan one is.
Oh my gosh, the Morgan one is the worst, actually.
Why do they
exist the way they exist?
What do you mean?
Like, you can't just order at the counter.
In Morgan?
Yeah. Like, you have to order at the kiosk or else you, like, don't get your food.
It'd be fine if they were faster.
That's true.
But, like, we went there earlier and we were, like, the only ones there and we didn't get our food for, like, 20 minutes.
That's a good point. Oh, the flies.
There were a lot of flies.
How many do you think there were?
I don't know, man.
Oh, my gosh. Well, look. So, here's the dealio.
Okay.
Okay, we're just going to cut to the chase.
All right.
Because, obviously, this has ran its course. Here's the thing. Okay, so a while ago, I don't really even know if this is a Mr. Beast challenge. I just heard it was. If you can eat $1,000 worth of McDonald's in 72 hours, then you get $1,000,000.
Do you have to do it by yourself? Was that a thing?
I think so.
Stop. Okay, so you have to eat $1,000 worth of McDonald's.
In 72 hours.
I would just buy... Ooh.
Yeah, what's your method?
I've
had a while to think about this.
Much are water cups?
Water cups? I think they're free. For water cup. Dang it. But you can get sodas for $1.30.
Okay.
For any size.
You get like 10 Powerades. Large.
Why a large? Why not a small?
Are they the same price?
Yeah.
Okay, then get 10 small Powerades.
All right.
You could up it to 20. If it were small, you could up it to 20.
Okay, so that's like $20, so you basically have $1,000 left.
I only have 980. Yeah. Oh, frick, that's a lot.
Yeah, that's the...
72 hours.
72
hours. Could do... Dude, we've eaten like that much...
That's not true.
Burger packs. If they still had burger packs...
No, here's the thing. You don't...
$14 burger packs.
No, you can't... You don't want to use deals. You're thinking of this the wrong way.
Oh, okay. So you get what's in the burger pack, but pay the full price.
Sure.
Because we can eat that much.
Are you interested with what the most expensive thing on the menu is?
Yes. What is the... What is
it? It is, I believe, a double quarter pounder with cheese and bacon, and it's like $11.
That sounds like it would give me...
So if you eat less than 100 of those, then you get there.
Less than 100 of those.
It's like probably 90 of them.
I would probably just get a lot of cheeseburgers, just single cheeseburgers.
Okay.
Because I could eat a lot of those.
I think cheeseburgers are like $2.50 or something like that.
Gosh. Okay, so I thought this was going to be a lot easier than it is.
I know you did.
I hate that you've had time to think about this. Okay, let's look at the menu. Let's look at the menu. Sure, that might help me out a little.
Okay. Well,
I'd probably get a couple sundaes. The snack wraps are crazy expensive, so I'd probably get some of those.
How much were snack wraps?
I'm good. I could eat so much because they're so expensive. And
I don't think this has the price. Oh, breakfast.
So,
yes.
They're 72 hours. That's 3 days worth of breakfast. You get like 10 breakfast sandwiches each day.
Okay.
Those are like $5 a piece. So if you get $50 worth of breakfast sandwiches for 3 days, that's $150, which is still not that much.
Well, so wait. How many sandwiches? Did you say 50 sandwiches?
I said 10 breakfast sandwiches that are like $5 each. Are they up to $7 each?
I don't know.
You get the meal and then buy a crap ton of hash browns, because I could eat 15 of those in one sitting. I'd be just fine. But I would have to push myself a little more to eat $1,000 worth.
Right.
So, I don't know. I don't know what I would do. What would you do?
No, this is good. I have like a couple of things. But,
okay.
I think it's way better to hear what you would do.
Gosh, I hate this. Okay, fine. I'll keep going. You do that. You get... How much are cheeseburgers? Only $2.50? Really?
I don't know. I can't find a menu with actual prices, but so you might want to check your phone, honestly.
Okay, I'll look on the app.
Because I think,
I don't have it on me. Even if they're a lot, you get something small, like a snack wrap or a cheeseburger. I'm pretty sure snack wraps are more than cheeseburgers.
I bet snack wraps are like $5, probably.
Yeah, exactly.
But I could eat 200 of those.
I could eat a ton of those.
Really?
In 72 hours? Absolutely.
Really?
You have like an hour or two break? I get hungry anyway. Yeah, I'm a big bag. Fight me.
Okay, so let's say your tactic was to eat 200 snack wraps. I don't even know if they're $5. That is just a guess. So
that'd be so easy. If that's all I had to
over
do.
Over 72 hours, you'd have to eat probably like 3 an hour.
Well, that's so easy.
But that's every hour.
That's true. I'm not
every
sleeping.
Every single hour.
I could eat 6 in an hour. I think you underestimate me.
6 every hour.
Yeah, and then I take
a
nap.
One every 10 minutes.
Yeah, that's so easy. Are you kidding me? Dude, I could.
For
okay.
3 days straight?
If you had a drink with a straw in it and you just sipped on it, you're sipping on it all day and you don't even know. That would be me with snack wraps. I would just munch on them all day.
But here's the thing,
my phone's going to die. That's awesome.
They're not really that good either.
I think they're great. I think I would get sick of them. But I balance it out with a cheeseburger. That's all right.
I think your
cheeseburgers are $2.
Okay, how much is a snack wrap?
Let me look. $3 for a snack wrap.
So that changes everything.
That I take
you
it all.
You would
back.
Have to eat over 300.
I get 150 snack wraps.
Oh my gosh.
50 breakfast. No, not 50 breakfast sandwiches. 10 breakfast sandwiches a day. 30 breakfast sandwiches. Get like 50 Powerades.
Okay.
Size small. I don't know how much money I'm at, but I feel like I could do it.
I don't think you're even close right now.
This is why I need
150 snack wraps is $450.
Okay.
How much is a breakfast sandwich?
Let me look.
I think you think they cost more than they are.
I don't think so. I think I've had them enough to know how much they cost.
Are you getting them with egg?
Of course.
Then I think they're like $4. So what kind of sandwich are you thinking? Like a McMuffin or?
Like a McMuffin.
Or are you thinking like a bagel one?
McMuffin or a bagel. I would probably go with bagels because they're more expensive.
Are you going
and
for
I
like
think
the
I
most stacked
it.
One? Like
I would
a steak,
go for the
egg
most
and cheese
expensive
bagel?
One. You know what I would avoid? I'll tell you what I'd avoid.
Okay, yeah. What would you avoid?
Chicken nuggets. I would get so sick of them so fast.
You're not going to get sick of the snack wrap?
Not as fast. Probably.
After 5 of those things, you're
Big
done,
Macs, I'm avoiding. Way too much food. Quarter pounders, I'd probably avoid. Double cheeseburgers, I'd probably avoid. Honestly, like Oreo and M&M McFlurries, I'd probably avoid. But their ice cream cones, I could do. Like their sundaes, I could do. But $10 for a small Powerade, a hash brown, and an egg McMuffin. I would eat 10 of those.
Okay, so that's one. That's 10% of your allowance then.
That's only $100. That's not bad though. I would probably do that 3 days in a row though. So times three.
You're eating
$300 right there. That's what I would do.
Oh my god.
Have you ever seen me eat McDonald's breakfast?
Yeah, and you get sick of it after a bit.
I don't think I would. I would feel like trash the next day, but I would love it.
3 days.
Exactly.
So what do you do in the second day?
I could power through for 3 days. And then I would die after. But I could do it.
So I think
it depends on where you are, too.
I think it was like Hawaii or something.
I would go to the most expensive McDonald's.
Well, so here's the thing that I'm going to pose to you now. What if you have to spend the whole 72 hours in the McDonald's?
That'd be
fine.
Does
that change it compared to if you were home?
No.
Really? So you have to stay, I feel like it might stay in that booth the whole time.
It probably should, but I could do that. Can I go to the bathroom at the McDonald's?
I guess, but you can't just throw up food.
Well, I wasn't going to throw up the food. I was just going to, you know, like go to the bathroom because people do that.
Okay. Sure.
I might get free water cups. I might just buy a large soda and just fill it up with water, if I'm being honest. Can I do that? Is that allowed?
Buy a what?
A large soda cup.
Uh-huh.
And then just fill it up with water.
Yeah, it'd be free.
But if I told them I was getting a soda and then just went to the machine and got water.
Well, I guess. But it's not going to count toward your thing, I don't think. I mean, why would you get a large one either?
I don't know. I don't know why I keep doing that.
Because
I would need a large water.
Trying somehow to spend less money while trying to spend $1,000. And that makes it harder.
Okay, what would you do?
Okay, so look. Here's the thing.
Pause. What would you do?
Oh, yeah, that's the real question. How are you spending $1,000 in 72 hours at McDonald's?
Lots of tears.
That's it. All right, you can go now.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. If I were to get 100 Big Mac meals,
oh my gosh.
72 hours, I'd have to eat more than one per hour. But I could probably do that.
I don't think you could.
Oh, no, because sleeping is a thing.
And, you know, not dying is a thing,
too. Yeah, also that. I'm just trying to think how to do the most expensive without,
like, look,
killing my gut. Yeah, that's a lot. I could not do that, actually.
Yeah,
I get full after one Big Mac.
But you don't get full after 150 snack wraps. That's a different story.
Nope. I can do that.
Gosh. Okay.
Because that's not more than one Big Mac and medium fry an hour.
Okay.
That's so, just a snack wrap.
They have a Hershey S'more McFlurry. Anyway, that's a side of the point. I'd probably slam a couple of those.
Yeah, but I've never tried them because somebody forgot them.
Freaking that's supposed to mean
Park City.
Okay, so here's the dealio. So from what I've been thinking about this,
okay.
I don't think you want to go for their most expensive meal.
Obviously, we just talked about that.
That's just the sandwich itself, the double quarter pounder with cheese and bacon, which is like $11, $12. I think you get tired of it pretty quick. I don't think it was a bad shout earlier when you said with like eating ice cream, because if you get like a shake or something, that's like $3.
And you stick a straw in that bad boy, you just sip on it.
Yeah, so you could do some of them like that. I think you'd probably be able to go through.
Okay, but
those
what
pretty
if?
Quickly.
Imagine with me. Yeah. Their ice cream machine is broken, obviously. What do you do then?
So here's some more things, Camden. I've been thinking about this for a while.
How long have you been thinking about this?
I don't know. It's not like I've been up at night thinking about this.
Okay.
Okay. So here's the other thing you can think about. Sauces are 30 cents.
I'm not eating
how
a whole
much
sauce.
Ketchup you willing to eat to win $1 million?
With fries, a lot. By itself?
If you want to be super cost effective without that much caloric intake and stuff.
That's
could,
true. I'll just drink a bunch of ranch.
Yeah. You could just slam some ketchup or like mayo or something.
A mayonnaise packet would be rough. What's the most expensive sauce?
They're all the same.
Oh.
The
packets are even the same as the...
I believe so. So, if you think about it that way, then there's a lot more. But I think whatever you whatever you're eating, you should be trying to put some, like, sauce
on it. Put ketchup on it.
Yeah.
Absolutely put ketchup on
it. So, like, that's something you can do, because those can add up a bit. And then, along with that, I think, drinking, like, Powerade or lemonade or something.
Soda, no. That would go straight to the bottom of your gut, and you would feel it.
Well, sure.
Maybe not you, but some of us.
You can just,
how do you feel after drinking a 32-ounce?
What kind of soda?
Diet Dr. Pepper. Yeah. Diet Coke.
I didn't even finish the one that we just got.
But for $1 million.
But.
I drank 6 lemonades at Taco Bar that one day.
Lemonade. That's the one. Yep, lemonade or Powerade. That's
the
way to go.
You can do kind of any of the adjacent. I think you're fine with most unsugared drinks.
Mm.
Because I think that would get to you pretty quick.
I agree.
But if it's like Diet Coke or something like that, I think you'd probably be okay for a lot of them. So be drinking that, and yeah, you want to eat not the expensive stuff, obviously. Yeah, I mean, I think you want to avoid eating as much of the bread as possible, too. That's kind of just going to fill you up.
That's true.
I think it would not be good to eat a lot of fries because they're also so salty.
But if you douse them in ketchup, are they salty? I'm just kidding. They're still salty, I know. They're probably more salty, actually.
Probably. And they have more sugar and stuff, I guess. I mean, that's the biggest thing with ketchup, probably.
That's why I think I would get a cheeseburger, just like a whole bunch of cheeseburgers, and put a crap ton of ketchup on each one.
Gosh.
I feel like that's the move.
Yeah, it could be. I think it would bring you a long way. Okay, so here, look. Just so we can get a baseline going, I'll pull out a calculator, okay? All right. So, let's say... Okay, so you need $1,000, right?
$1,000.
Okay. How much was the cheeseburger you saw? Like $2.40 or something?
I think
like
it was $2, but with tax it would be like $2.40.
Okay, we'll just say around that. So, and then let's say you put one sauce packet on it or something.
I would put at least two. Okay, maybe three.
What if you put like a ketchup and a mustard on it or something, you know?
Okay.
Or like, yeah, you could say three, sure.
I would just do like three ketchup.
That adds like another 90 cents to each sandwich.
Ooh.
See, that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
For like basically nothing.
Sauces are hacked.
Yeah, the sauces are good. I think the sauces, like for the nuggets, the barbecue sauce, the ranch and that stuff, it'd be a lot more compared to like just a ketchup packet.
I agree.
The mayo packet would probably be a lot bigger.
That's what it looks like on
here. So ketchup and mustard. So that makes your $2.40 sandwich into like a $3.30 sandwich. So
that's true.
Having three of those puts you to $10, but that still means that you have to eat 300 of those things. So
that's still a lot.
It's still a lot. So I'm not saying you have to do that for all of them, but if you could somehow...
But if I could get also a bunch of drinks too.
So I think...
Then I have like a drink with each sandwich.
I think you thought about it systematically, and like, let's say you tried to get one for each hour, so like 72. That gets you almost a quarter of the way if you eat one of those per hour. $237.
Two or three in an hour.
Don't get too heavy. I think you're going to burn yourself out too early, Cam.
You're right.
You're going to destroy yourself.
I
got to
think about this like a marathon, and I'm not thinking about
exactly.
it like a marathon.
Exactly. Okay, let's just look at the beverages really quick, just to make sure. So, because like, you can have smoothies and stuff, too.
Ooh, smoothies would fill me up too fast.
Yeah, see, that's the problem. You could drink like the super small, like reduced fat chocolate milk things.
Chocolate milk would be good. I think Dasani water would kill me, but I would buy it.
The problem is that's $1.
Oh,
and it's
that's it.
Probably like as much as...
As much as I love free like water. In this instance, I hate free water.
But I think that's something you can do is if you got like, I don't know, Diet Coke or lemonade. Or
I would definitely
like
get a lemonade or a Powerade.
Okay, so those are like $1... or like $1.30 each. If you really wanted to go hardcore, you could put some ketchup in there.
That's not happening.
For $1 million?
I could just eat the ketchup separately. I'm not going to ruin the Powerade and make myself throw up.
Okay. So what if you... Okay, how many of the small sodas are you drinking in an hour?
In an hour? Let's say five. Five an hour seems good.
Five an hour?
They're
every
small
hour?
Sodas. Dude, lemonade or Powerade, yes. If it were a soda, I'd die. But if it's a lemonade or a Powerade, I could do it.
Every hour? For 72 hours?
Dude, how many ounces are in one of the smalls?
I think 16 ounces.
Okay, times that by 5. That's how much you should be drinking an hour a day anyway.
I don't know. That's not at all.
That's not how that works. I could do it.
I think if you did like 3.
Okay, fine. 3 an hour, that's fine. Okay. I can do that.
Sure. I mean, that's what? $4? An extra $4 an hour?
Okay.
So, that's another $288. See, you're already over halfway. $525.
So, I doubled that. I have 4 burgers an hour and 6 drinks an hour. I could do that. I could do that.
Sure you can. I'm sure
it'd be a little less than that, though, because it's already $525.
That's great.
What would you do?
I think you're...
We're starting with that base.
I think you're overestimating what you would be able to do every hour for 72 hours.
I don't think so.
I think this is already crazy.
It's a mental game.
No, it's not. It's very much a physical game.
There comes a point when it's just a mental game, though. Correct?
I don't know, man.
See, that's what I'm saying. This is why we have our AI Brooklyn here.
Our AI Brooklyn here.
Okay, well...
Okay, 2 burgers an hour, 3 drinks an hour, couple extra ketchup
packets. Was that... I thought that was just 1 burger an hour.
No, that was 2. Because I said 3 burgers, and you're like, that's... You're trying
you
to...
You said
like
5. You said you could eat 5 an hour.
All right, let's do the math again.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
I think
because
it was
each
one.
Burger was 230.
Yeah, because that'd be...
So
no.
I would only have to eat 2 burgers an hour.
Yeah, but...
But also...
For 72 hours. You'd eat 150 burgers within, like...
That's a good point.
Think about those times when you got the burger pack and there were 6 burgers in there.
Dude, I ate those things like crazy. But I wouldn't want
but
to do it.
Imagine
an hour later. That's true.
Because you,
true.
I don't think you did that over a course of 1 hour and doing that 72 hours in a row.
That'd be crazy.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot.
So what would you do after
okay.
we start
well,
with the?
So let's say
one burger.
Let's say you had like a sweet and one of the sweets and treats like everywhere. For example, you could even get like a cookie because those things are like $1.50 each.
That would kill me.
The cookies are actually like pretty good.
Are they going to fill you up, though?
So here, well, those might more than, like, the ice cream would.
I would say, like, an ice cream cone
you could
or,
make
like, a shake.
You could make a makeshift, like, ice cream sandwich on that thing, though. Because, like, imagine
That's
you
true.
Get 2 cookies, which mm-hmm. is, like, $3, and then you get a vanilla ice cream cone or something.
That's true.
Or you could get a McFlurry and put it between them, because those are, like, $4,
Ooh.
Right? Something like that.
Something.
So four, that'd be $7. And if what if you ate... One of those, like, even
every other hour.
That get $252.
So you add that to what we already have.
$252. And that gets you to $777.
So we only need, like, 233 more. 23 more.
Yeah. See, so, like, you're getting to the home stretch now.
Okay, so if we ate one of those ice cream sandwiches every hour, we would make it.
Yeah.
But that's a lot.
That's a lot.
But that's a lot. I don't
exactly.
think I could do that.
Exactly. You could try some miscellaneous, like, other random things.
Breakfast.
Yeah, you could do breakfast.
A crap ton of hash browns.
Oh, my gosh.
I love hash browns.
I do not.
I know.
You could, like, hotcakes or something. They'd yeah, probably fill you up.
Hotcakes would fill you
Fruit
up.
Fruit and maple oatmeal.
I don't know about that. I don't know how much they are, though, so, you know.
I don't think it's a lot, but I don't think it's a little either. But yeah, you could get like some of those. Like,
that's true.
If you really did eat like, I don't know, even 5 of them every day is a pretty decent dent.
I think I could eat 5 a day, 5 sandwiches a day, and like 10 hash browns a day. That's not true.
On top of everything else,
I could eat 3 sandwiches a day, and 5 hash browns a day.
How much are the hash browns?
Like $2.
How much? What kind of sandwich are you getting?
Egg McMuffin.
An Egg McMuffin.
With cheese.
How much is an Egg McMuffin with cheese?
I don't know.
$4.79 is what
sure.
this one
Let's
store says.
Sure. Let's say $4.79 times 3.
I mean, it's only $43 is
the But thing. The hash browns are $2 each. You get 5 a day. That's 30 more bucks. But if you get an Egg McMuffin with cheese, they're not bad. If I had sausage on it, I'd be cooked.
Okay. So let's just say then that you do that. So it's 30. So $73.11 technically. That gets you to $8.50. So you're down to your last $150.
I don't know after that. I'm going to be just so give honest. Up. Yeah, I give up with $150 left.
I mean, well, I don't know.
Where would you go from there? Would you add a couple more lemonades?
You could.
They're not a lot, though.
Yeah. You'd have to basically drink 1,000 lemonades if you wanted to just do it with those. And that's a lot, I think. I mean, like...
I don't know. That might be it.
No, I don't think that's it. 1,000 lemonades? I don't think you know how big 1,000 is. It's 12 ounces.
12 ounces. Times 1,000 is how many ounces?
Oh my gosh.
12,000.
Yeah, okay, good. 12,000 ounces.
That's a lot.
Yeah, do you want me to look up
divided by 72, though.
Do you want to know how many ounces per hour?
No. 12,000 divided by 3, so I know how many ounces a day.
Well, it's 4,000, but like...
That's a lot.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Okay. You'd have to drink 166 ounces every hour. That's over a gallon of lemonade.
Maybe not that much.
Straight, every hour.
Maybe I'd do half of it lemonade.
Oh my gosh. Not to mention, let me see. So a small lemonade is 120 calories.
Yeah.
Also, 11% of your daily carbs, 24 grams of sugar, 45 milligrams of potassium, and 5 milligrams of sodium. So basically, you would die if you did that every hour.
Apple juice.
That's what I didn't see.
That's it.
You're going to go straight apple juice?
I've done it.
Okay.
I've drinking an entire bottle of apple juice in a day for 3 days.
I don't know how much these things cost. Can you see this in the app? How much?
How much the Honest Kids Apple Ever After?
Yeah.
The frick is? Why is it called that? What about the apple slices? They're $1.30.
So you're basically gonna eat 1,000 apples?
I'm not gonna eat 1,000 apples. I'm just saying they're a good option for a filler.
They could be. I don't know. I think the last like $150 from our thing could just kind of be whatever.
For apple juice.
It's $1.20, huh?
Yep, for each juice box.
So you could get a bunch of juice boxes, huh?
Bunch of juice boxes. What was the other thing? I was just apple juices. I mean apple slices. Those are options.
They could be. Yeah. Yeah.
For the last $150, I think so. I don't remember what we said for any of the others.
Basically, have 150 apples in juice form or regular form.
With a whole bunch of burgers and yeah, some on top of sandwiches. Everything else,
yeah.
Apples would be low-key refreshing, though.
It could be, yeah. It's something like healthier.
It's true.
End quotes.
Would you rather eat 150 apples in juice or slice form, or drink like 7 gallons of lemonade every single day?
Half and half.
The apples, 100%. That's way less.
I think I'd rather eat 1,000 apples than like 500 burgers.
1,000 entire apples.
I don't know how many apples that is.
Well, you just don't know how much 1,000 is in general.
Unless it's in front of me, I don't know, and I don't really care. Like, I just, in my mind, it would make sense.
Oh my gosh. Well, yeah, sure. Sure, you can eat 1,000 apples.
What would you do for the last $150?
I think just random other stuff. Like, I think over the course, I'd be like, let's try some of this, some of that. Because like you said, you probably want to mix it up.
That's true.
Because I don't know if I want to eat a burger smothered in ketchup and mustard every hour.
How many packets of ketchup would I have to eat to get to $150?
3,000. Or $250? Sorry. The full 1,000, it'd be 3,000. but for 150, it'd be 450 ketchup packets.
I could probably do half of that. No.
that's really the question it can Thoughts? Come down to.
No.
Is like, how many sauce packets are you willing to drink for $1 million?
It's true. For $1 million, I think I could do maybe not that many. I could maybe do like 100. Chip away a little bit at that.
Yeah. So the other thing too is if, okay, so what if you have to pay for it if you don't hit the 1,000, but if you do hit 1,000, it's covered? Are you accepting this challenge?
Yes.
Really?
I would make it.
But if you don't make it, let's say you make it halfway. So you have to pay a $500 bill.
I would make it. I would make myself make it. That is where it becomes a mental game. And that is where I would win. Absolutely. Wow. 100% of the time, if I had to pay $800 because I almost didn't make it. No. I'm making it to 1,000.
I just don't know if I believe that you can make it based off of the choices that I've heard you say today.
Okay, I would die.
Let's go back to this.
Listen,
how
if
many
I die
snack wraps
trying...
did you say you were willing to eat an hour? 10? Is that what you said?
I said like 3 an hour. I don't remember. You're going to have to look back at the footage.
I will. I'll put it right here.
Caption it. Slap her on there. She said this many. Oh my God. I could eat 6 in an hour. I think you underestimate me.
I 6 every hour.
Yeah, and then
so
I take
have
a
to
nap
eat
or
one
two?
Every 10 minutes.
Yeah, that's so easy. Are you kidding me? I don't know. I don't know how many I said. Probably 5 to 10.
Yeah, probably.
That would be a lot of snack wraps.
Yeah, that's what I know. And let's just put this in perspective. You said you wouldn't want to eat, you wouldn't even want to touch the nuggets because you would get sick of them.
I would maybe eat 6 nuggets.
Okay, so the other thing too.
Maybe 10.
I wanted to bring this up. The 4-piece nugget is the worst bang for your buck in terms of nuggets.
Okay, so I could eat a bunch of 4 nugget packs.
Because I...
with some sauce. I don't know what you're saying to me here.
I don't know. You're just so confident. It's hilarious.
If I had to be, I would be.
I remember looking up the other day how much a 4-piece was. And I want to say it was like $2.50 or something like that.
For 4 nuggets?
Yeah.
Holy. Yeah. That's the best option.
Really?
I didn't even think about that. But yeah. I wouldn't touch the 10-piece, but so the 4-piece, I guess.
That's
I
12 nuggets for $10, and it might... I can't remember if it's $2.50, but that would be...
I wouldn't eat a ton of those. I'd probably...
1,200 nuggets.
I wouldn't eat that many. I would maybe eat, like...
But if you basically eat a sauce packet for every nugget...
Hacked. I don't know. I don't know what I would do. Ultimately, this video has meant nothing because I have no idea what I would do.
But you would accept it.
But I would accept it, absolutely. Would you accept it?
Probably not.
What if the entire thing was on camera? And so people were watching you like the whole time.
Why wouldn't it be on camera?
Because you're going to be hurting.
I'm always in pain.
I see.
I think I could do it.
Okay. Brooklyn, realistically, are you accepting that challenge?
Nope.
Well.
Well, I guess that's it. Would you accept it?
I don't know. It depends.
I feel like you could do it.
I don't know if I could. Well, I sometimes think I can and sometimes don't think I can. And it depends on if I'm hungry or not.
That's actually a good
point. I think you really just have to pace yourself.
Yeah.
And like, I think you can't have an hour where you eat too much.
Yeah.
Figure out how much you're going to sleep. Here's the thing. I think if it was in the comfort of my own home and I was just watching movies or something the whole time.
That's actually a good point.
I think it'd be a lot easier.
As opposed to just sitting there
If I was just
nothing.
Sitting in a booth with unlimited McDonald's, I think it'd be a lot harder.
That's a good point. If I was sitting in a booth and I could turn on a movie, I think I'd be okay.
Yeah.
But if I just had to sit there, what would I do? I'd get so bored. And I would think about it way too much. That's where it's a mental game.
You're
going to
drink those lemonades.
I would drink those lemonades. I would down them.
Yeah. Gosh. In summary, accept the challenge if you want, but no one's giving you $1 million unless, you know, Mr. Beast. And if you are Mr. Beast, reach out. We have a challenge that we would like to do of yours. And
I'd do it for $1 million. It's $1 million, bro.
Gosh.
Like Mr. Beast is never going to watch this video.
Right. And get the $5 meal deal.
If you really like us, tag Mr. Beast until it's annoying.
Wow, that's... I'm sure no one's ever tried that before.
I'm just kidding. Nobody's going to do that anyway.
Yeah. Period. Anyway, we are pleased to announce our return with Season 2. All right, Brooklyn, sign us off.
That's all, folks.
She didn't say anything.